Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity, the leading podcast for residential service contractors, sponsored by Service Roundtable and hosted by David Heimer.
Hi, this is David Heimer. Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity. Zach McMorrow is my guest today. Zach is the owner and founder of Osceola Air in St. Cloud, Florida. Zach joined the HVAC industry in 2002 and started Osceola Air in 2014. He joined ServiceNation Alliance in 2020. Zach and his team created phenomenal growth. This year, they won ServiceNation's Level Up Award, Highest Growth Dollar Award, and Highest Growth Percentage Award. They also won Best of Osceola Reader's Choice Award. That's an incredible set of accomplishments. We're going to hear how they did it. Zach McMorrow, welcome to Profiles in Prosperity.
Well, thank you for having me, David.
Congratulations on the recent recognitions from ServiceNation. Well done. That's incredible. Incredible set of awards.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
So take us back to the beginning. How did you get into HVAC?
Sure. So it started in 2002. I was actually a senior in high school at that point. Wasn't doing great in school, so college wasn't really anything I was looking at. And to make it even more interesting, me and my girlfriend, who's now my wife, had a newborn baby.
So, that'll put pressure on you.
Yep. I needed to figure it out fast and start making some income. So my wife's mom, actually in a previous marriage, started a plumbing company. So she had some trade experience. So she was kind of pushing me towards plumbing or HVAC. And then my carpentry teacher was pushing me into the trades as well. So he actually ended up getting me my first job in a residential air conditioning company. And got me hooked up in an apprenticeship program as well. So that's where it all began.
That's a great introduction. Thank goodness for the mentors in our life, right? That push us into a good direction.
Yes, sir.
So you started in 2002. So 12 years later, you started Osceola Air. So what led you to do that?
I worked for that same company that I started out with for quite a few years. Ended up leaving there in 2009, the economy was getting pretty bad. The company I worked for was new construction, so we were really starting to slow down. So I got on with the local county government, working on big air conditioners, but also doing general maintenance. Then I moved into actually doing county inspections for a little while. And when I was in that inspector position, I just really started missing the AC work. The inspector job was nice, you know, really easy, nice benefits, but I missed the hustle. I missed fixing things. So I started Osceola Air in 2014 while I was still doing that job, working nights and weekends, thinking, you know, I would just keep my easy county job and do this to make a little extra income. But about a year and a half into it, we got so busy that I had to make the choice to go full time with Osceola Air. So that was 2016 when I actually dropped that county job and went full on with it.
That's so interesting. It's hard to do a full time job and start a business. I've done that. That's a lot of work.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. I wouldn't do it again.
You must have seen that it was a better opportunity for you with your own company, or was it just that it was something that made you happier?
I mean, the money was definitely better. You know, I got to where we were making more money just doing those nights and weekends. And it was just me and my wife at that point. But I just enjoyed it. You know, I love the work. And I knew that we could do something awesome. You know, I didn't really know what that was at that point when I was planning on leaving, but I kind of had a vision of building something great.
Good for you. And it's turned out well for you.
Yep.
So in 2020, you joined ServiceNation. What were you thinking about? Why did you do that? And what's your experience been with ServiceNation?
Yeah. So we were running a business for, what, those 6 years there. Looking back now, we had no idea what we were doing. By 2020, we had about six, seven employees. We were pacing to do our first $1 million year that year. But like I said, we didn't know what we were doing. So one of my friends actually told me about ServiceNation and told me how they could help me become more of a businessman as opposed to a technician. So we joined with hopes of building processes, procedures, growth. We wanted to grow bigger to where eventually I could get out of the field. But as far as what ServiceNation has done for me, it's definitely done that and way more. We have a lot of processes and procedures in place now. We've got a management team in place now. In my opinion, I would say the A, B groups are the highlight of ServiceNation, just being able to meet with members that are doing the same thing as you or members that have done it and got out of it. I started with Don Harris. He was awesome. We still talk a lot. I'm in Steve Miles' group now. He's awesome as well. David Dennis, Corey Hickman, Eric Nine. I owe a lot to a lot of those guys for all the questions I've asked them and them just giving me the answers. You know, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, those guys are fantastic. You named off some really stellar human beings there.
Yep.
Tell us about Osceola Aaron now.
Sure. So now, 2025, we've got 35 employees now. So our frontline consists of 12 service techs. Well, service maintenance, it's about half and half, with half being more experience on the service side and half being maintenance techs only running maintenance. Then we've got 4 install crews and 2 comfort advisors. That's our frontline field guys. We're 100% HVAC replacement, repair, and maintenance. And we're also 100% residential. Our budget this year is $8.3 million. As of June, we're pacing to hit it, and hopefully we can keep up the momentum and surpass it.
Man, that's fantastic. So in 2020, when you joined Service Nation, you said you had, I think, 6 employees looking at $1 million. 5 years later, you're going to hit $8 million with 35 employees. Is that right?
Yep, that's correct.
Man, that's impressive. Well done.
Yeah, thank you.
So how did you achieve this growth? Over this last year, you must have had some fantastic growth. What would you attribute it to?
We grew quite a bit, 23 to 24. I would attribute it to just getting back to the basics. You know, I think we have all these shiny objects in front of us, and it pulls our attention away from just doing the things that we know we need to do to achieve the goals we're trying to hit. So what I mean by that is just filling the call board, putting the right tech on the right call, doing same day or next day installs, same day repairs. It's really not that complicated, in my opinion. I think it's just everything else that's going on that pulls us away from it.
That's a great observation. You got to focus on the things that are really important. I guess know what's really important and then focus on them, right?
Correct.
That's a great point. So I was looking at your website, and the one thing that really stood out to me, and I think this is a little unusual for me to comment on this, but I really loved your about section. It talks about the company history, and it was just basically the story that you told here, you know, about working full time, starting part time, trying to keep all these balls in the air at the same time, and starting the company, the dream of something better. And then you listed your core values in a way that makes you think you actually follow them. I love the way you did that. You talk about the value of community, talk about the profiles of your team, and you've got pictures of the team members with their families on it, you know, so you really get the sense that these are human beings, and it gives a full picture of your team. I think it's really well done. So who did all that?
Yeah, thank you very much for that. That's all been ever evolving for us. It hasn't always been set up that way. And I mean, we've added different things here and there along the way. But as we dream it, we relay that to our marketing team and they add whatever we ask them to. So like the bios, the community involvement stuff. I like the fact that our community can go on there and kind of know who we are, what we do, what we stand for. I love the way it's set up as well.
It's beautiful, but it's also just feels really genuine and it feels human. It's great. I also noticed you guys are big givers. I was particularly moved seeing that you guys won the Guardian Ad Litem Award. Tell me about some of the community support you provide.
Sure. Yeah, giving back to the communities we serve is one of our core values. We take it really serious. We talk about it a lot. So we do Meals on Wheels. We've done it every Monday for a little over 5 years now on the same route. Some of the same people are still on it. We just rotate that between our team. Even our technicians and field staff can do it. If we're slow enough at that time, they'll jump in and go deliver the meals. Like I said, that's been for a little over 5 years. We do a lot with the local schools in the area, supporting different programs and whatever they have going on. We just did one for a school right down the street from us that sent 6 elementary school kids. It was a team for Odyssey of the Minds.
A great program. I know that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So they ended up winning Florida, and then they got 20th overall. So in the country.
Wow.
20th place, which is pretty cool. And that was the first time that school went there. So that was fun to talk with those kids and support them along the way. We do a lot with local sports teams as well. We have a big rodeo here that takes place 4 or 5 times a year. We're very involved in that. And then the Guardian Ad Litem. So in case the listeners don't know what it is, it's a program. It's all around. Ours is called the Osceola County Guardian Ad Litem. And basically, you are the voice for the child. So children that end up in the system or something that their parents did normally, whether it's drugs or whether it's abuse or neglect, a guardian ad litem goes in and represents that child, follows them through the whole process, and ends up either getting them back with their parents or getting them adopted or foster home, whatever it may be. And my wife actually is a guardian ad litem, so she takes on those cases and has helped several children through the process with normally really happy endings. Yeah, so we won the award that year just for a bunch of volunteer work we did with the organization and then donations that we did throughout the year. It was very, very rewarding, and we're still involved with the Guardian Ad Litem heavily.
That's a great program, and hats off to you guys for supporting those kids. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Good job. And good job on all the rest of it, too. Being involved in the community is just so rewarding. It's not just rewarding for them. It's good for your team, right? They must feel good about that.
Yep.
So you started your business in 2014, only 11 years ago, and you've had fantastic growth. You've had to have learned a lot over that time. If you could time travel back to 2014, what advice would you tell yourself?
I feel like we could have done it a lot faster had we put some of the things in place. So putting processes, procedures in place, putting the people in place, you know, getting myself out of the field was just huge for growth. Building a strong team, focusing on growing the business instead of putting out fires every day, instead of being in it, you know, working on it. Like they say, I'd give that advice of getting out of the field to everybody. When you're stuck in that day-to-day grind, it really just slows down growth. So the quicker you can get out, the better, and just start putting these processes and people in the right spots, and it just takes off. I would tell myself, start working on putting things in place so that you're not stuck out there doing the work, and then you'll get to where you're at or where you want to be a whole lot quicker.
Makes sense. I meant to ask this earlier. Do you have family in the business? Is your wife still working in the business?
She's not. So with the community support stuff we do, she's involved in that. So if we sponsor a golf tournament and we have a tent or, you know, whatever it may be, she'll come and do that with us. But she's not actually working with us. She does real estate. But I do have my dad working with us. He takes care of the maintenance around our shop and our offices. And then I've had both of my boys in and out of working here. One of them still here right now, but neither of them plan to work with us long term. They're both going after different career paths.
Yeah, that's what they say now.
Yeah, who knows?
I've seen a lot of kids say they do not want to be in dad's business or mom's business. Then after a few years, they come back and they realize, you know what? Working with family would be pretty cool, and that business is awesome. So never know how that'll work out. But how great that you get to work with your dad, too. That's got to be fantastic.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun.
Well, Zach, thank you so much for doing this. It's really been great to catch up with you, hear about the amazing growth that you've had and all the things you're doing for the community. So thanks for doing this and congratulations on everything.
Yes, sir. Thank you, David. Appreciate you having me on.
Hi, this is David again. 3 quick notes. 1, if we provided any value today, would you please give us a good rating on whatever app you're listening on? It would help us a lot and help get our message to more people. 2, would you recommend us to a friend or colleague? Just as in your own business, personal recommendations are powerful. 3, we're always looking for great interviewees and topics. If you have an idea for us, if you know someone who should be interviewed, or if you would like to be interviewed, don't be modest. Just shoot an email to pip@newmediaempire.com. That's PIP, like Profiles in Prosperity, @newmediaempire.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your support.